Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk. Wait, I'm supposed to say, sup, nerds?
Sup, nerds.
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Brandon isn't here, he's busy being... Well, I don't even know what our littlest boy, biggest blimp. So I'll move on to the first person in my life to make the chaos of spam musubi in your sweatpants that seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for Florida gratification. We call his wiener a rescue. I almost said service animal. I like that better. Okay, we're going to call your wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those spam musubis. He's the Mandarin Floridian. He's Siege. Hello.
Hey, buddy. How's it going, Neola Wanshaw?
Wow. Here. Listen to that lack of enthusiasm. Let's go.
Oh, man. If I could, I would unalive myself right now, but I won't because Brandon's not here. And, you know,
Jesus
only
Christ, dude. I mean, we want ratings, but you're right.
Listen, if we could boost the clicks, we talked about this, boosting clicks. And, like,
we,
you know, it, listen, if I did it, and you guys post it, just make sure you tag me in it, okay?
No, what are you talking about? No, I'm cutting all of this.
No.
No, I don't want people to know that we're intentionally capitalizing. Like, come on.
No, it'll be great. I mean, people will have something. It's like a teaser. It's like, you know, 6 months before the anticipated movie comes out, you're sitting in the theater. All of a sudden, Godzilla tracks onto the screen. Oh, my God, I didn't know we were getting a preview for that.
Siege is our appetizer platter.
Yeah.
That's his life, everybody. Mostly deep fried. Well, I mean, do you need help from the gang on anything here, buddy? You want me to black belt beat someone up for you?
Oh, me, please.
No, why don't I beat you up? That's ridiculous. You'd probably
just pretend I'm like one of those.
You'd probably smell too good.
I smell so good.
Oh, yeah.
Pretend I'm one of those Wing Chun. Wooden dummies, just like
whack, bap, 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 bap.
Hell yeah!
I'll like that. I'm gonna whack that. See, there we go.
Like the one right in the middle of the body.
It's like, why does this one have a boner?
They all do if you look closely.
You never know who you're gonna have to fight.
It's true.
All right, well, great. Okay, well, sorry, bud, that sucks. Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are specifically a supervillain, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. You can tell a friend, write a review, or just hop online to say sexy things about Siege or his spam musubi at nerdtalkplus.com. You can say mean things to Brandon, too, but if you do, I'll punch you, okay?
It'll be worth it. You usually have to pay Greg to get him to punch you.
Yeah, and then smell you. That's like the other half. Punch and then smell.
Take like a big whiff and then just crack him right in the jaw.
It's pretty weird. It's like it must have come from Catholicism where they have that thing where it swings and it has the incense in it or whatever. And like,
is that incense? I don't know what any of that is. I'm not Catholic.
I assume it's just little pieces of Jesus on fire.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was burning people.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But perhaps, if symbolically at least, I'm not sure. Anyway.
So if anybody knows what that is, please write into us at nerdtalkplus.com or at nerdtalkplus on Instagram.
I wonder if anyone has written to us. I haven't looked in a year.
I got a message from our good friend Emily P., who follows. She's just outside Atlanta. And what's up, Demi? She just sent... She just sent a just little pontification.
It's not okay. Never mind. Go ahead.
not quite a full question or
of the week.
Telling us she says, "Well, no. I mean, this could be kind of a question."
Great.
She says, "I wonder if Vladimir Putin has ever tried nerd gummy clusters."
If he hasn't, what if that's how we, turn the world around?
Exactly.
He's like, I've only had beet candy. This is garbage. And we're like, brother, listen, you got to try this.
Sir.
Immediately retires to becomes the Willy Wonka, Russian Willy Wonka.
Drowning kids in like chocolate rivers. Yeah, I can see that.
The person who messaged, you're saving the world. Thank you. That's really nice.
Thank you, Emily P. from just outside Atlanta.
Oh, Emily, you're the best. That's a really good solution. I like that for you. Shout outs to good friend of the pod, Brooker Bean.
Sup, dummy.
She just made me feel good today, which is nice. I'm just going to read it. This is for Publico. Wow. She said, fresh haircut, growing it out. I don't know which, but your hair looks awesome. Well, lady, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Outstanding.
I usually wait for the hair compliments from Siege. He's my number one hair complimenter, but I'll add to that list. Thank you, Brooke. That's very, that's very nice of you. Yeah, so if you could tell a friend, write a review, or find us online to say sexy things about Siege, that would be great. Tell him why you love him and why. Even though sometimes he only has 11 words on the show, he's still considered the funny one. Absolute garbage. NerdTalkPlus.com. All right, well, it's time for What Do We Learn This Week?
All right, guys. Wait, we do Guinness time yet?
I get a frantic text message from Gravy. Brandon's not here, and this is crazy because I have an episode of Brandon's favorite segment. It's This Week in Blimp. I nailed it. That's not even my segment, and I nailed it.
You did.
I might be a professional broadcaster, but also nice. I got a text message from Gravy, and it's basically like, I'm going to assume it was all caps, probably. It was like, the Goodyear blimp is over in Seattle!
I was like, hell yeah!
I was like, well, I guess I'm going to my roof now. Here we go. And I went up there, and it was during the Seahawks football game on Sunday, and sure enough, it was flying over West Seattle, just being all blimpy, burr, 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 you know, that way. And I was like, okay, well, can you track this on a flight tracker? I also didn't ask any follow-up questions to Gravy to find out how he knew this.
Like, just immediately ran out.
Yeah, I was just like, well, I've got business here. I'm going to go take care of this. I got my camera. I learned something about my photography, is that I need more lens because... a blimp over West Seattle is a blimp too far. So,
really?
I have to look into that at some point here. I got like tiny little pictures so I could send it to Brandon maybe, but then I was like so discouraged that I just gave up instead of following through. But aww. Yeah, there it was, the blimp. And so I was like, okay, well, the Goodyear blimp, I'm sure they're here for the football. And so they probably fly from like, you know, south a little bit, then they come up around the stadium, they go around the Puget Sound by downtown, and then they fly back down and park it or whatever. No. They just do a once by. It's not even like a hangout. They just like,
really?
I'm guessing they don't have any control over which direction they go or something because they just flew up the coast of Seattle and then they came inland, like probably around like shoreline, and then went up to Arlington and parked there. And I was like,
you just get the B roll and one shot.
Yeah. I thought for sure that they would hang out and like try to advertise Goodyear tires or whatever the purpose of that dumb thing is. I mean, it's awesome, but also I'm mad at it. And so I thought I was going to come back around, fly by downtown, and then go back and be able to, like, you know, go over the stadiums again for, like, the fans to be able to see it or something. That used to be a thing. Is that the video I sent you, Gravy? Yeah, he just sent the video that I took of the Goodyear blimp. And I was like, look at that. It's going over Elliott Bay. It's going to turn around. No big deal. I'm going to get it when it comes back. And then, like, 25 minutes later, I'm looking at FlightAware, and I'm like, I don't think it's – I think it's going to Linwood. This is weird. It did. And beyond. And so I'm disappointed that that is how the Goodyear blimp works. Sure, there's air traffic, and yes, it happens to be low at that point, and blah, blah, blah. But just it was at 1,800 feet. I was like, I was tracking it.
That's pretty cool.
There's three Goodyear blimps in service right now. It's pretty easy to find out their tail number to be able to track them. It's like a three-digit. It's like N1A, N2A, and N3A or something like that. And I, of course, it was the third one. So I had to. So I was like, I don't think they're in Akron or whatever. You know, that's not today. And so... yeah, I was like largely underwhelmed by the whole experience. And then I thought, next time it's here, can I get on that thing? Like, can we use Nerd Talk to get us on a blimp? because
we've given you more blimp coverage than anyone.
I mean, easily.
Anyone.
Like, we're probably outpacing r/airships or whatever. Like, I'm guessing.
It'll definitely r/airship.
Yeah, blimp kink. Not sure if we're outpacing them or not, but
not yet.
Outstroking them, I think, is actually the right term there. It's a gravy head nod.
I'm fully dirigible.
If the pod could get a ride on the Goodyear blimp, you're going, right? Yeah. I mean, as far as
much, no, he's not.
We're just leaving him.
No, he's not.
We invite him, and then like we tell him it's like 4:15, but it takes off at 4.
And put, and put like, that toe thumb away. Don't give us a toe thumb up. Like, you don't get to go on the blimp. You get to ride around in like an 18-wheeler truck on the ground and say stuck in traffic on I-5.
He's like the chase crew of a hot air balloon, only it's a blimp. It doesn't require one.
We're gonna move a dozen eggs further north quicker in our blimp than you will on I-5 in an 18-wheeler.
This is another mani pedi rug pull where we show up at the thing. Yes. There's three of us getting our toes done, and then one of us getting our thumb toes done.
All three of us walk onto the blimp.
Like, baby, hold this cord real quick. And he's just holding the blimp in place, and then we're like, hey, you need to come up afterwards. Ha ha! If you had thumbs instead of toes.
You have to get in the truck, and you have to tie us down when we land.
We just see him driving away. Oh, that was the practical thing to do. I'm sad, though. Okay. I like in my fictional scenario, I'm sad of our betrayal going backwards.
No, there's no crying in this one. This is, you suck!
I mean, the episode started with you being like,
Sidney Sweeney's boobs.
There's no crying in this one.
Yeah.
Lots happened since since I saw you guys last. The Sounders won the
League's Cup.
Yeah, the League's Cup against Miami. They'll be playing next week in Miami again after having a fist fight on the field. That's going to be pretty interesting. Yeah. You're going to go, I'm sure, to the Sounders match and root for the Sounders in Miami?
Of course. I'm a member of ECS. I'm president of Tropic Sound, the subgroup of ECS that is down here for Florida and the Caribbean.
The slogan is definitely score goals and F stuff up. Only,
yeah.
And not the way that the flag makes it seem like, which is a slur.
It's when it's backwards. Yeah, it's when it's backwards.
It just looks like next time.
Yeah.
Next flag, we're maybe not going to do it that way, huh? Or maybe we'll double down. I don't know.
We're going to do it both ways.
I mean, appropriate.
Yes.
It made me wish that, like, you came up here for that other match, whatever that was. I can't remember what it was.
Club World Cup.
Yeah, it made me wish that you had been able to come up for the Cash Grab Cup that we were, that we won. I didn't do anything. I didn't even go to a single match. I watched two of them on TV. It was the most one of them. I was at Bumbershoot, the music festival in Seattle.
Hell yeah.
Because I feel sometimes that like I should go to these things because of my job. I should be out like doing community things around rock and roll. And we got there and I was like, my buddy was like, you want to go into the Armory and watch the Sounders match? And I was like, yep. So yep. There's a music festival going on and we're drinking $9 Modelos at the pretend Mexican food place in... Yeah, it was all right. It was, And then I went home when it was over. I was like, all right, well, see you guys later.
All right. No rioting in the street for Greg.
It was funny though, because on the way back, I took a Seattle Center from my house is about 2.5 miles. And I was going to take the bus. And then I was like, I guess I could take I could do this. I'm too cheap to take a Uber because it's like $45 in Seattle to go anywhere in an Uber. True story. Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, I'll just take one of these Lime scooters and ride home. And it was a very long ride and very, it's like, there's like nice.
Very uphill.
Some of it is very uphill, but there's like nice bike lanes and stuff. So it makes it pretty easy. But if you go closer to the stadium, then you can get to Jackson and go home that way. And there's less hill. I was leaving after all of the events had happened and so many sad Messi jerseys just riding by me and just looking so sad.
So beautiful.
And I just, every single one of them, I was like, shame on you. For shame. There was a kid. There's like a middle school kid at my kid's school today wearing a Messi jersey. And I was just like, who did this?
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, you're embarrassing yourself. Your parents should know better than to let you do that. You fool. No, I don't know. Wear whatever jersey you want. I actually don't care, even a little bit. But it was fun to judge people on the way home. So.
I love pointing and laughing at people in messy jerseys, even here in Miami. I mean, the team doesn't actually play in Miami yet. Honest to God, though, the stadium that they're building out by the airport right now is incredible. It looks like a Roman Coliseum from the outside.
Does it have the perfect circular moat around it? Because you've got the alligators.
That I would love to find out. I mean, I know that they did have to dig down quite a bit because they had to get rid of a lot of toxic waste before they...
This is how American Godzilla starts. You make a moat around the stadium. The toxic waste gets to the alligators. We have like 50 alligators that grow to be...
Can you imagine 50 baby Godzillas? Kaiju. 50 minus ones.
Yeah, I can't. It would be terrible. I mean, it'd be awesome.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Yeah. It would be amazing.
This is like
take over the Everglades again.
This is like, oh my God. These mountains have never been the same. Godzilla Traz Field. That's fun. That would be, are you the type of person that if you hear that there's an incoming ICBM and it's headed towards Miami because that's the cultural spot that's going to take down America, are you driving towards Miami or away? We know which way you're driving,
throwing
actually.
Throwing it back into the ocean.
You're just like, well, I'll see you later.
I mean, if you're from down here, I mean, like, all the hurricanes that we've been through, we're just kind of like, well, get some liquor. I mean, we're famous for hurricane parties. Unless it's like a 3 or above, nobody's really even paying attention.
Is the Waffle House closed? That's when you need to know if you need to freak out.
The Waffle House metric.
Are we going to party or are we going to worry?
Oh, we're always going to party. We're always going to party. Doesn't matter if it's a 5 or not. We just have to get the liquor before the stores close.
Well, or wait that's till they're really closed and then rob them.
Oh, I mean, then there won't be any liquor left because everybody will have had the same idea.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, we do the partying beforehand so we can just go out in the street with our big old Florida flag in the middle of the 200 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
And get hit in the face with an alligator or a shark that's swimming by in the street. It doesn't matter.
They're fighting each other. Look at that. Oh, my God. That one's toxic. Ah.
They're not fighting, Timmy.
They're making more. A shark to gator.
Oh, yes, please.
Shalligator. Is that what it is?
Shalligator?
I like that.
Shark to gator. I like that.
Shalligator. Allegark.
Allegark.
Allegark sounds like it's something out of the Bible, like it's going to teach me a lesson. Lesson better be like run.
We have to drop gold coins to it. I don't like it.
No. I want a shalligator.
Yeah, right? Shalligator.
Okay, cool. It's been.
I want a shalligator.
Okay, well, that's nice. I've got something sperm related that I could have played into here that we'll talk about in a few minutes. I guess I shouldn't have just said that and just teased it. All right. Coming up, something about sperm. Nerd talk.
And we'll be right back.
Sure, why not?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to This Week in Alligators.
Oops.
Welcome back to This Week in or sperm. That's what I meant to say, not I've seen those films.
Name one.
I don't know any of them by name. The only like the classic films that like I would know are all starts with Debbie Does, and and those were like before my time, even like I don't, those were like 70s, weren't they? I don't know.
Yeah, those had to be late. Those were definitely the 70s.
I remember my mom had died, and my father and his friend whose wife had also died, they would like hang out. And he said that, I wish I could remember the name of it, but he said that he came over and then they like, looked up like a classic porno and they were watching that. And he was like, I was like, you and your 80-year-old friend were watching classic pornos together?
Yeah, or just sitting on the couch. Ew. Right next to each other. Me, Earl.
Behind the green door. No. It was, I don't know what that
great is. Gravy just dropping classics in the chat.
Yeah, I wish I could remember because it was something that, like, I was like, what? Don't talk about this. No one wants to know this information, says our listeners now.
Right. All the names that I know have, like, numbers like 11 and 14 yeah. and 24 after it. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, Escape from Godzilla Trez 11, where sharks yeah. are just getting owned by, actually owned by alligators. Okay, cool.
Welcome to the Everglades 69.
Well, scientists have found a new way to deliver medicine in hard-to-reach places.
Oh,
it's not that's not a tadpole. That, my friends, is a sperm cell.
It's the vaccines.
They can harvest your wiggly swimmers and turn them into magnetically controlled robots.
Really?
Yeah, you pack them full of drugs, and then you pilot them to hard-to-reach places in your body. I mean, I started thinking about, like, well, there's a few places that are easy to reach, a few portals, if you will. And then, yeah. A
few easy access entry points.
Can you imagine a doctor being like, hold still, I'm going to have to inject you. Zoop.
Hold, please. We're going to have to put this straight up your nose.
This is a win. Oh, I better not say that. That's not good for me. I have a business career. This is a fast food restaurant, is what I said. Insert your own, okay?
Yeah.
That's what he said. All right. Anyway. Yeah, I guess you could pack them full of drugs and then, like, use magnets to, like, drive them into weird places and then whatever. The first thing I thought to myself is, like, if you can do that, could we not use magnets to drive the sperm cells into eggs and help people with fertility yeah. problems? And then
as opposed to doing everything outside the body.
Yeah. And it's like, maybe you could have one, I don't know, maybe you could, like, tie a bunch of them to, like, one of the robot sperms and then, like, drive a bunch of the, you know, volatile ones towards the eggs or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously no scientist. If you happen to be a fertility specialist, please tell me why this couldn't work. Okay. Little sperm with a lasso being like, yeah.
Or tell us why it could.
Yeah.
Or cowboy sperm.
Or like, you probably won't, because you'll probably be like patenting my idea.
Sperm boys. Yeah. Cow sperm.
I don't know how to respond to that. I'm trying, but yeah, so I feel like you could do something good about fertility with that or whatever. And then I start thinking about, like, is this how robots are going to, in the future, going to get each other pregnant? Like, it's like, no. Those are still just machines covered in skin, probably. there's probably no biology to it.
You got to replace the Jergens toner.
What did he say? Jergens Cleansman? Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
Jergens Pop? That's where I'm at. Siege is dying. Excuse us. Yeah.
Jergens Klinsmann holding Jergen Klinsmann like a baby.
And Jergens Klopp is there behind him holding all of them. He's so much bigger.
With his big teeth. That's the sound it makes. Jergens Klopp.
Anyway, like, what? I wonder if there's parts of the body where, other than, like, your stomach acid, where sperm couldn't live. Like, could we get a syringe full of robot sperm and inject it into your? Oh, dude, I saw something. This is such a tangent. I saw something yesterday where I was leaving my ex's house, and she lives, like, right just outside of Kentucky, and nice. There was a dude walking back and forth in the street who had a needle in his, like, not like up his nose, but like in his nose, like right here cool. in his face. And he had it there and it was just kind of hanging out. And he was like, ah, and he was like losing it, just pacing back and forth. And I was like, this isn't very nice of me, but I was like, buddy, like, you're too far gone. Like you're too, if this is your life now, like I hope for your sake that maybe one of these times you don't bounce back or something like that. I don't wish any ill upon anybody or whatever, but like if that's the life you're leading, boy, I don't know what you're,
he wants your help,
what you're looking for.
Yeah. He wants your, he wants
no, use
$5.
These sperm to get your drugs in. I learned about it on Nerd Talk Plus. What?
I had a headache. I'm just injecting jizz into my face.
Oh, sorry, dog. That's my bad. Anyway, could you like, this is how he gets his Excedrin. He's just like, rather than taking them orally, I prefer needle sperm.
I just crunch it all up. I feed it to my sperm. They become, you know, immune. I raise a bunch of immune sperm, and then I just inject them into my face and everybody else I know.
Pretty sure we've just discovered how RFK Jr. thinks. Like, I'm pretty sure this is the this is how things.
He's got a brain sperm.
Sperm. Just one giant brain sperm.
Just one giant brain sperm.
That callback is to, what if instead of having a million sperm each time, there was just one big one that came out. Gross. It's the grossest ever. That's so gross.
It's the worst idea anybody's ever had.
But also, I'll never not think of sperm for the rest of my life. That's sperm and worm combined, just so everyone knows.
Just go to the Velociraptor that is out there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely accessible. All right. Yeah,
that makes me think of Inner Space.
Oh man, with Martin Short.
Yep, Martin Short.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. Meg Ryan.
What's the guy's name? What's the guy that he turns into? He's like he's not actually Cuban, but he's like played by a white guy. But then he plays like a Cuban.
Oh God, what is this? The guy who's always tan.
Yeah, it's
The guy. Wasn't he the Colonel one time for the KFC commercials? He's extremely tan.
So awesome. I hope that that's
it's so rad. I think he was playing like the extra tasty crispy Colonel. I have to look up his name. Oh my God. All right.
Yeah. Like,
sorry.
This is such a tangent. If you don't remember 80s films, Gravy, you're making faces. Did you find it?
I don't know who you're talking about in the cast.
Wait, I already forgot. Inner Space, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Inner Space, Martin Short becomes the...
That one dude's name is Mr. Wormwood. Oh, he's not in this movie. I swear to God, I thought he was in this movie.
The Cowboy. Jack also disguises himself as the Cowboy, played by Robert Picardo.
Yes. The Cowboy.
I've seen that
with the teeth.
I've seen that movie more recently than I would expect, like since the pandemic. I've seen that film.
Wonder if I can get that on Apple TV. That might be after show watch.
I mean, you might talk to our movie dealer and see if it's not possible to
I'm sure it's probably already on the list.
Just trying to protect the innocent. I mean, the guilty here. Sorry, that's definitely not innocent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Oh, man. Oh, so, like, you want to talk about, has Greg seen this film? You're goddamn right I have.
Did I hit the right button?
You're goddamn right I have. Damn it.
This is the worst.
You're goddamn right I have.
No!
Has Greg seen a film? Yes! Okay, there we go.
Timing's everything.
The Cowboy. That's so funny. Is it Meg Ryan also?
I'm pretty sure it's Meg Ryan. Yeah, it's Meg Ryan.
God,
she was like so good in all of those early 80s.
Question of the week. Meg Ryan, 1992, Bang Kill.
Oh.
100%
Bang. Isn't it obvious?
Yeah,
100%.
I haven't seen
Dude, once she got... Oh, no. You can't get... When you get a little bit later in that and she starts like wearing like the big old khaki pants, looks like my grandma.
That's his cutoff, the khaki
pants. That's the cutoff. That's the cutoff. I'm sorry. When you start owning a bookstore... And wear those giant khaki pants.
Oh my.
I can't do
God.
It.
There's what? Oh boy. It is, I mean, it this is like
what? Are you looking at 80s Meg Ryan? No. Like Joe versus the Volcano Meg Ryan?
I'm looking
Ryan?
At now Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
And it's I feel awful for these people who are in the limelight like this because she literally looks like Jack Nicholson from the from Batman.
Yes.
Like the way that her face is like it's like someone dropped her in a vat of ooze or whatever it is and she's now a Ninja Turtle. That's not how that works at all, I understand. But like what was he dropped into, I wonder?
Close enough.
Hydrochloric acid or something like that, probably.
Yeah. Just like the Ninja Turtles.
Theirs was ooze though, I think. Yeah. Anyway, I don't mean to speak ill of people as they age or whatever, but if you do make the choice to change your appearance through something, and feel like that entitles me to question your choices, but like, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I can't. Like, neither one of us can imagine the pressure that these people are under in like the spotlight and Hollywood and everything else like that. So, yeah, but also at the same time, it's like, whoa, have somebody advocate for you and your hotness and allow you to continue in your hotness.
To be fair, she dropped out of the spotlight. So
that's true.
And that's true. That's the way to do it is to just protect yourself and be like, okay, I'm out. I think, again, what do I know? I'm just some weird dude with a podcast that four people listen to so, and three of them are here. Wait, hold on. What did Gravy send? This could be.
He's sending classic Meg Ryan's.
Yeah, because she was so even that first one's okay, Gravy. It's okay, but man, that like Top Gun Meg Ryan, good stuff. All right, where are we at? Why are we talking about women?
We're talking about Joe versus Volcano, or I mean, Interspace.
I think Joe versus the Volcano. Has Greg seen this film? I think Joe versus the Volcano is one of the first movies I ever saw. That I remember, my parents took me
a brain cloud.
Took me to the theater to see that.
Your parents took you to see Joe versus the Volcano in the movie theater. Okay. Wow, no wonder you are the way you are. Imagine the formative moment that is the man so depressed he goes to throw himself in a volcano. Oh my god.
If we hadn't already done it, I would have said, and we'll be right back. Never. Okay, let me name a few other films that I remember seeing as a child, okay?
Do it.
My dad took me to see The Hunt for Red October.
Oh my god.
Gravy can confirm it. That's my all time favorite movie. I think he might have bought it for me for Christmas or something like that. I can't remember. Maybe was it you that did that? I have it on Blu-ray or maybe. I might have gotten rid of it.
Wow, Blu-ray.
I don't have a Blu-ray
laser
player.
Disc.
There's a movie on there. If you know that reference, anybody, you get 26 bonus points. So The Hunt for Red October.
To 12 pumpkins.
Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Joe versus the Volcano. The Great Outdoors.
Hell yeah.
Uncle Buck.
Yes.
And the first film I remember ever seeing was the animated Transformers movie.
Really?
Yeah. I remember Unicron, the planet turning into a robot and being like, wow, that is cool. If only someone could throw themselves to their death in there, that would be even better. Oh, don't worry. Mm-hmm. We're going to Joe versus the Volcano.
Joe versus the Volcano. Oh,
and my brother took me to see Big. I didn't want to see it, but he was like, no, he's 13 years old. And he's like, we're going to Big. And I was like, that sounds dumb. And he was watching me. So I had to go and we went and it was awesome. So
hell yeah,
shout out to Scott. He also let me see, Pulp Fiction way before I was supposed to. So,
yo.
Yeah, my range of films is weird. Like, I think you're onto something here. This does inform who I am a little bit. Next to the huge helping of Catholicism and science, here we are.
Just the fact that your father took you to see Joe versus the Volcano, which, I mean, is in every right, it is an awesome movie, but not for your first movie, especially your outing with dad. Let's go get depressed. Let's have a doctor con you into throwing yourself into a volcano. And then you get lost at sea.
I want to watch that now. I like that.
I do too.
That luggage that he has. And the,
oh, it's the best luggage.
And the,
saves their lives every time.
And he's like putting on it. He brought a putting green. Yes. Him. That's
the one thing I think of every time. He's got four giant pieces of luggage strapped together. It's like a hurricane. And he's trying to putt on the green, and the whole just green just blows away.
How does the ball not just roll off into the ocean? Okay, well, he survives falling into a volcano. Spoiler alert!
whoa!
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so in this day and age, can you think of somebody in your life who doesn't take their phone into the bathroom with them while they're pooping?
Oh, no. I don't. Well, I had one ex that did until she started cheating. And
that's where she would go to cheat.
Always had the phone. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, fuck you, lady.
Thank you.
There you go, buddy.
Greg, you're the best.
Thank you. You're worth it, Siege. That's how I should respond to that, actually.
Aww.
Okay, so Gravy says that his boss doesn't take his phone to the bathroom, and okay.
That's weird.
I feel hopelessly addicted to my phone. Like, I can't stop looking at the internet, and I know it's designed that way, and I love it, and I need to delete TikTok, but I like TikTok more than I like Instagram, but I need to use Instagram for work, so I'm trying to just pick one, and like...
Yep.
The thing, we've talked about this before, on TikTok, I'm safe to like whatever I want, and it doesn't show everybody. On Instagram, mm-hmm. like, yeah, obviously I want to see some depraved stuff, but I don't need other people seeing that the person that they, you know...
I'll just send it to you.
Thank you. Gravy does handle that pretty well for me. It's pretty...
Oh, well done, Gravy. That
horse riding stuff was just incredible. So, just gonna leave that out there. Anyway,
wow, I know that.
I ask because, you know, I'm like so hopelessly addicted to my phone that I'll spend an extra 5 to 45 minutes just sitting there. I've gotten good at waking my legs back up. Like, the trick is before you know that there's a problem, you just start doing like little hops. Like, just like if you start doing that, the blood immediately starts flowing again, and the pain is way less. Okay. There you go. That's real nerd talk right there. Okay.
There you go. It's the maniac dance while sitting on the toilet.
Well, it's yeah. And then like, once I stand up, I just go into calf raises, and if I can hop up and down, because within seconds I'm fine again.
There you go.
Here's the problem is that because we're doing that and you're sitting with your, what is it called? It's pelvic ass. Floor.
Oh.
Is not supported as it's just dangling, as your b-hole's dangling over the pond there.
Are you pushing your pelvic floor out?
People, since the invention of the smartphone, are starting to see a huge skyrocket in the number of cases of hemorrhoids because we're sitting there and not protecting ourselves. And it's not even about pushing it out or anything like that. It's just because you're in that exposed area all the time. They say that when spending more than 5 minutes, or people that take their phone spend more than 5 minutes pooping, whereas people who don't take their phone rarely hang out with their parts hanging out for more than 3 minutes. And the difference is huge for people developing hemorrhoids. I don't know what to do with that information, but I just want to warn people that you can look at your phone in bed again where you were before you started pooping.
You need the thank you for that. I've been in bed for like 2 weeks and only gotten up to go to the bathroom and for this podcast and for one day of work
and for a tattoo.
And oh yes, and for a tattoo.
See, you just got a Godzilla tattoo. It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I've gotten multiple tattoos. I've gotten like 24 hours worth of tattoos in the last like 3 weeks.
Did you win like a small Florida lottery or something or?
Oh no, I have a couple of very good friends who are moving shops and they're just like calling me at any available time. And I'm just like, yeah, sure. I'll come in. So,
I mean, who at this point, who cares, right? Just like,
yeah, right. Just cover me.
Yeah.
Cover me, baby.
I found like, I don't know what happened. Like my phone is a disaster. I've lost everything, but some of the stuff that like I've been able to find on my computer has been like cool. Like I found like 1,000 photos from about 2010 that are in a folder on my iPhotos on my laptop. And I was really? Going through it and like there was this gal that I dated and she's the funniest female that I've ever dated. She was just like,
women aren't funny.
Her favorite show was The Simpsons. This was 2010 and she was still every Sunday night watching The Simpsons and like making me watch with her. And I was like, oh, this is still funny. It's just, it's like not popular anymore. Okay. And so like for 6 months, twice, I like watched The Simpsons for, you know, for a while or whatever. Okay. This is fun. But like she could like make Simpsons jokes and stupid texts and stuff like that. And, I found a picture where I had fallen asleep and, do you remember that game where you like, it was like a, what do you call it? Air traffic control game where you like land planes and helicopters. And it was like early iPhone games and you like draw the, you draw the path that you want it to take. And then it like lands the planes and stuff like that. Oh, I wish I could remember what it was called. It was fun. And we would play that all the time. And I fell asleep one night, just like watching TV and she drew like that game on my chest and then got my phone and took a picture of it. And then like, I woke up and I was like, what? It was very funny. I thought it was very funny. But I found that picture, a couple things. One, I was like, wow, you were a lot thinner back then, guy. Also, that's 15 more years of man hair that I've produced. But it was so, I was like, well, that's definitely me because those are those marks that I have. That's pretty cool. What was that? What was that called? That was such a good game.
Oh, man. Like, that was a good one. That one and Flappy Bird were like the two, like, OG iPhone games.
I like back when people were still like impressed with a lightsaber on their phone, which I was definitely impressed by. Don't get me wrong.
Then drinking the beer
Zippo lighter. It was like the it was the next phase of people figuring out that you could make games and fun. And it was boy, any luck on that gravy? Yeah, he's on it. Okay, because I can't remember. It was so good. But anyway, yeah, seeing that picture, it made me so happy to see that or whatever.
You know what makes me happy about that, but also sad?
Yeah.
Is that we don't draw on people anymore.
Yeah. Flight control.
Flight control. I think you're
right. Yeah, that's definitely it.
That's it. That's
it was so good with the different types of planes, and they all fly different speeds, and you got to like put them in order. It's like stressful, like being an air traffic controller, except for no one dies when I get distracted and sneeze or whatever, or fall asleep and I'm drawn upon.
Or it's like Black Mirror and everybody dies.
Oh, man, that's like Ender's Game. Oh, I love that idea.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I read a new book since we talk a lot. This becomes a little bit of book talk here and there. Two things. One, today I saw The Australian Bachelor. Okay. The Australia's version of The Bachelor.
Gnar.
Yeah. And he, Gnar. He's like country, right?
Australian country? Oh, that's like a whole different kind of country.
Well,
that's
bad news. American country is bleeding into Australian country, just so you know.
Oh, no.
With those big of dicks now that it's like there, because he was like some of his TikToks or whatever it was. But he's an avid book nerd and he like loves fantasy. And so, like, he's like super well spoken, really well. He thinks for himself and is not a moron.
Okay, so they're still ahead of American country.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is specifically. I think they're just as stupid as everyone else or whatever, but I think Australia is probably dumber than America, actually, to be fair, except for on the guns thing. But I saw that guy and I was watching and I was like, oh man, I gotta read these books now. I don't even like fantasy, but this guy is so handsome and he's so nice and he's like tearing up about like encouraging kids to read. And I'm like, oh, this guy's my favorite.
What are these books?
I don't know. I'll send it to you, I guess, if you want to like be aroused and read books or something. Like it's,
I mean,
one after another.
Listen, that sounds like a great plan.
It started off, he was like, listen, he just looks like a big, dumb meathead, like country guy. And he's like, listen, he holds up a picture. Oh, this is in our group chat, wasn't it? Or did I send it?
Was it?
It's a picture of like, it's a minotaur and a lady, and she's her whole story about this is that, like, she doesn't have a job. She's got a college degree. She doesn't have a job, and she has to go to get a job on the farm, and it's milking animals, but not that type of milking.
And then she came across
the Minotaur, and they became lovers. That's your nickname on the show, by the way. The Minotaur. The Manitar, excuse me. The Manatee, Manitar, some sort of crossover there. The all manatee, new The Bachelor.
The Manitar, except it's manatee.
It's like the Manitar maid. It's like...
that always makes me think of in Dungeon Crawler Carl, how they have the Mantars.
I don't...
Which are... It's you don't know? It's a full body of a man, except it cuts off at the head, and then it's a man from the waist up at the neck. So it's like a man on all fours. And then just from the waist up at the neck. So it's like a Mantar. Okay, great. And it confirms our theory. Two penises.
Oh, good. I'm glad that's true. That's great. So anyway, book talk, whatever. That's great. I wanted to do that. But I just finished a book from... the early 70s. I've never read anything by Arthur C. Clarke.
Yeah.
Never read. I've heard Arthur C. Clarke's name forever, and he's like...
yeah, I was going to say, you've mentioned him before.
He's like foundational, not Asimov, but like foundational sci-fi before they knew what everything was going to be like. And he made this book about... an object coming through the solar system, and it's like 200 years in the future, and so we're good enough at space that we can actually get there to kind of check it out or whatever. And the whole time I was like, I do not know what's going to happen. And then it ended, and I was like, I did not know that was going to happen. And it's a relatively short book, and it's not very character heavy. It's called Rendezvous with Rama.
Ooh.
And it is a wonderful audiobook if you want it, or word reading book, whatever you call that. I don't want to spoil it because it's just like, it's crazy because some of the stuff he talks about is like, oh, that's where they got the OPA for the Outer Planets Alliance for the Expanse. And that's like, there's like a lot of parallels where I'm like, oh, this guy was doing it 35 years before anyone else that I like was talking about it, which is pretty neat. My ex went to the what do you call it? The people who take care of your joints, not weed, but like if you hurt your knee, you go to the right.
Oh, chiropractor.
No, it's like doctor. It's not like voodoo.
Orthopedic.
Yeah, yeah. She went to an orthopedist place, and it's called OPA. And she was like, you should go get your shoulder looked at OPA. And I was like, I am not letting those traitors look at my shoulder. Okay. Because they're the Outer Planet Alliance of the Expanse. She was like, why are they traitors? And I was like, you saw the way they ran the asteroid belt, okay? And she was like, what are you talking about?
Have you no mercy?
God, bitch. Sorry. You dumb bitch. That one's for granted.
You dumb bitch. Backhand.
All right.
How dare you?
Let's see if we can do one more here. Oh, this is actually pretty cool. The, I was reading about how scientists, I closed the thing, so it doesn't really matter, but how scientists were, I should look into this other thing too. We're going to skip that. I want to go to what Gravy sent me just a minute ago before I forget. It wasn't that.
The milking farm.
Did you send it to the group maybe, Gravy? I can't remember. Wow, we haven't. Wow, that hasn't been active in a minute, has it? No, it has. Where's the group? There it is. What is this? Oh, yeah, this is what. This is just for everyone's knowledge, the more you know. One fart burns approximately 67 calories.
Hell yeah.
Farting 52 times in one day can burn 1 pound of fat.
Wow.
I hate the chive, but as they say, the path to a new me starts today. Listen, if you're trying to lose 1 pound a day for 30 days, think about how good you would feel.
Ugh.
1,500 farts from now. Is that right? I think
that's 15. Yeah, that's good guess.
Yeah.
52.
That's 1,500.
Yeah, it's 1,500. Yeah.
That doesn't even seem like that many. So come on, everybody. You could do it.
Oh, man. I'm going to have so many like rice and bean meals. But see, that's the thing. I got to eat like all the starch to get all the farts.
There's a guy that I followed on TikTok for a minute that his whole thing was like, how can you get the worst farts? He was just like, he's putting together these formulas that are just truly terrible.
Did you get the thing? Did I send the thing?
Maybe.
Or did you get the thing about AI has been, or there was some like some college group of scientists or something? Yeah, Gravy's nodding. Okay. Of they were testing different kinds of farts, or they were training AI on different kinds of farts. And now that the AI can tell by just your farts, like what you ate.
Okay. So this is what I'm talking about. Don't replace people at the Salesforce or whatever the company is that, you know, is like trying to like replace the humans with like, humans yeah. have to have jobs. But teaching the AI how to like detect if there's going to be
with 80% accuracy. Yes.
That's right. Pardon the pun, but an asteroid. Teaching it how to like detect what is, you know, either flying towards us or coming from your butt or whatever. Like that's what we need AI to be doing, like to detect cancer yes. or whatever it is. Like things where like we don't have the bandwidth or the detail to be able to like just compare these things enough to be like, yeah. there it is. And then have humans double check it or like have them like analyze from the analysis, the early analysis. Yeah. Don't get rid of
how great would it be to, how funny would it be to anybody to just fart on a machine
or just like get out your phone and be like, hey, ChatGPT. And it's like, you need
eggs,
more
bacon.
You need more fiber.
Eat a handful of grapes.
I've got this issue where I'm trying to, I've been so pumped about eating, what are they called? Yogis? The little, I think we talked about this before, maybe.
The Go-Gurts?
They're like little fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Like little fruit blobs that have pre or probiotic yogurt on there, and eat those. And it's like, if I eat those, I have the best poops of my life. It's amazing.
Man, good for you.
But also, I started taking magnesium glycinate, which is...
Oh, you never started telling us in the chat when you did.
When I started what?
Eating your little yogurts. You were talking about how much better your poops were. You were going to let us know.
Oh, they're better. But I'm not sure if it's the magnesium, and it has to be the glycinate. I just bought a big bottle of it, and I hadn't even thought about it. I was like, since I started eating these like yogis, my poops have been awesome. But it also might be because I'm taking the magnesium supplement. I don't know. Anyway, I think that's good for tonight. I think we've covered quite some ground. On that note, let's wrap this sucker up. Let's land that blimp. Sorry, Gravy, I don't mean to put that on you, but it works.
Put it on him like Jergens.
I'll be on the ground crew with the cables, apparently, so... I'm going to be the guy doing the landing.
It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a heady show. Gravy on the ground holding the cables. Like in Batman with the Joker, played by Jack Nicholson, where his guys are holding all the ropes for the things that are filled with the nerve gas, whatever that was called, and it gets the people.
Meg Ryan.
Was she in that?
No, but it made everybody look like Meg
she
Ryan.
She should be.
Yeah. Oh, I'm dumb. Greg Ryan over here.
Speaking of Greg Ryan, we all learned about where his volcano obsession came from initially.
It's so
his
true.
Space robot obsession as well, I guess. And
I think if I could go back in time and have pick an 80s star to like shack up with, I think it would be Meg Ryan. At this age,
without a doubt.
Yeah, she was so good. Even in Twister. No, that was the other one that I don't like. Ugh.
I would have gone
Helen Hunt.
Demi Moore. She was hot.
Yeah. She got hotter like in the last 20 years too. Like, oh my god, the boobs. Okay. Power. Anyway. Sorry, Gravy.
Speaking of boobs, Siege is gonna get robot sperm to shoot through his body to finally fuse his head back to it.
I love that for him.
Oh my god, that would be so nice.
And
I need a robot to fill me with sperm.
And Brandon's very Jurgen's busy. Butt. Brandon's very busy tonight. He's drowning neighborhood kids in his nerd cluster Willy Wonka factory.
That was Putin, but okay.
It's Brandon.
Brandon is Putin?
I've never seen him in the same place at the same time. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.